Well, I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year to you personally. Thank you guys for listening with me and coming with me on this healing journey. This is all open and transparent healing content and messages. And I thank you guys for even taking out the time to writing me and letting me know how much these messages that I've shared with you from my heart. Sometimes I've been very uncomfortable and then other times it has been fun, but overall definitely rewarding and definitely, I believe, a calling, or a mission that, I believe God has placed inside of me. I don't feel burdened by it, from a place of, worry or fear, but I do feel, it's something that doesn't leave me. And I know that it's something that is in my spirit that I let out, and I know it's meant to share with other people to help other folks. So this is, my free platform that I share with you, that I have been sharing with you. And I'm so grateful to be able to be on here. I love doing these things because, some days I have on workout clothes, and, when I have messages, some days I just don't feel like dressing up. So this is also I enjoy that for one reason. Another reason I enjoy it is because it's a little bit more intimate. I like speaking to your spirit and to your soul. And so this is also another way of really getting it in your spirit and in your soul just by listening to oftentimes what your spirit needs to hear. If you feel drawn to this topic, I've been getting a lot of plays on the previous episode, healing the man and woman dynamic. I believe that's what I titled it, but it's really good. I'm not gonna go over it, but it's just really juicy, good stuff that gets downloaded to me and just stuff that I learned, you know, man, on this incredible, amazing, rewarding. Sometimes I feel like I can't keep going. But I know that's just the human part of me. And I have learned to be tender with myself and to be okay on those moments. Every day is not going to be, you know, I'm just, yeah, that's just not, how we are as humans. And so this journey has been, if I could put one word, it has let me know that God has seen me and that everything that God has spoken to me on the very beginning of my journey, the very beginning was a dark night of the soul, and everything that God spoke to me, has not changed about me, and everything God had said to me of what will come to pass has either unfolded, is continuing to unfold, or will unfold. So I'm just here to share with you that, in short, whatever God promised you, whatever God told you, that it's true. That is true. But that is the wrong, conjunction. And I want to say and, because sometimes when I say but, that's like sort of like diminishing what I just said. And that's not what I'm conveying. At least that's how it speaks to me when I say but. It's like, no, I'll say and. And so I would say, once again, everything that God has spoken to you is true. And it is already manifested. What happens sometimes, why it doesn't physically manifest, is because of many different reasons. But a lot of our our delay is rooted in fear, our own demise, our own resistance that comes up against that truth. And so when I say it's already manifested, it's like it's already spoken. It already is, right? It already is, and it's merely a matter of bringing it into physical fruition. And so it's like the desires in your heart, right? That desire that has not left your heart, that is, it's there, right? So it already exists. And if it hasn't happened yet, it either is one, you know, it's a level of maturity. God is building your character. God is maturing you. It could be God is shifting things behind the scenes that you don't know about. Or it could be oftentimes your fears, our fears. And that's what I want to talk about on today. And I want to ask you that I ask the subscribers that I have. The title that I wrote in this newsletter that I want to read to you and expound a little bit on this. And it says, what fears are blocking you and finding out how to release them? What fears are blocking you and how can we release those blocks? And I think that is like the biggest epiphany for me on the journey. I was so rooted in this belief about time. And that I'll talk about further, my belief about time, just to expound a little bit. But my belief about time was rooted in fear. It was rooted in believing that it had power over me. But really what I have learned through taking courses and taking a class, having an amazing, you know, just teacher who was on a higher vibration, a higher frequency, a higher level of consciousness than I was. When she shared about having your perspective about time, that's really what it's about. It's about your perspective about time. And so when I was younger, one of the things that I had to unlearn was my perspective about time. And my perspective about time was definitely, once again, rooted in fear, rooted in lack, and rooted in believing that time was like out of reach or like out of my hand. But in truth, it is about your perspective and your belief about how you see time. And so she was sharing about like getting to the root of why is it that what has been your belief, what has been your belief about time? What has been your belief about time? And many of us had said different things, and I can only, the thought that came to my mind was, you know, time is of the essence, in a sense of panicking, in a sense of anxiety, in a sense of slipping out of your hands. And so there was a huge, huge fear that I had about time. You know, even when you think about some of the beliefs or like the stigma of time. Y'all put a pause. I have the air fryer going on in the background. Okay. And so if you hear the air fryer go off, excuse me. Okay. So back to the show. So when you think of the different stigmas of time, when it comes to a woman, you think about, like if she wants to have a child, right? It's like, hurry up and have babies, you know, at a certain age. And so there is this fear and this panic, and so much comes behind that. And I didn't know the power that I had as far as my beliefs, that your beliefs create your reality, and really like the energy that is tied to that belief. And oftentimes, you know, fear can seem so strong and so powerful. One, because we need a sense of fear when it comes to surviving, right? Or if we feel in danger, we have it in our DNA. It's innately in us through our ancestors. That's how, once again, that's how we got here. If it weren't for our ancestors dodging from, you know, the animals in the wildlife, or, you know, finding a place of safety, we would not be here. And so thank God for our ancestors. We are thankful for that part of us that's in our DNA that innately know how to survive, right? But this we can't live in the world where we're always running on adrenaline, and living in a world where we're always running on adrenaline, it can be a huge block into not tapping and listening to the spirit and the voice of God. It can be a huge block to tapping and trusting your intuitive knowing. I know this all too well. I can remember when just knowing things intuitively, and I would always avoid it, ignore it. I would question it sometimes. Sometimes I would listen to it, but a lot of it was like watered down, bashed and banned. a lot of it was fear. A lot of the advice that I would receive was rooted in a lot of terrorism, a lot of fear. And so there was a part of me that became sick because there goes that timer. There was a huge part of me for a very, very long time that became sick because what was happening was that I was suppressing my truth, that I was suppressing my truth. Y'all excuse the little noise that you guys might hear in the background. It is super, super windy. The gate in the house out on the outside is unlocked. So it's going back and forth. Just if you guys hear that, I apologize. You know, stuff be going. You know, I've heard somebody say life be lifing, right? So excuse me, I'm not in the studio today. I am actually sitting on the dining room table with no one in the house, and it's just me, you and I. So back to what I was saying. So as far as my essence of time was concerned, it was definitely rooted out of something and based out of fear. And when I was talking about how I was innately, there was things that I knew intuitively. I've always been had an entrepreneur spirit. I've always thought differently. I've always seen different things differently. And they have always came to pass. But I did not grow up in such an environment, and it's okay, just saying the truth. I didn't grow up in such an environment where that was really embraced, to embrace your inner knowing. It was more of don't trust yourself. Do what everybody else is doing because this is security, this is safe, and this works. And what you're doing is not safe, it's bad, and something bad is going to happen to you. And so when you hear that, and not only when you hear that, but when you feel those beliefs around that household, that is something that I definitely had to overcome. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today, as far as like overcoming your fears. And the fears oftentimes can be what blocks you. I'm going to say that again. The fears oftentimes that we don't know is what can block you. And this is, I'm teaching today, sharing with you today about how to have authority over your thoughts and how to have the authority and be responsible and be a steward, be loving to yourself, be graceful to yourself, be sovereign over yourself as it pertains to really knowing what you're knowing. And it is really about standing in your truth. It is about standing in your truth. So I'm going to read the newsletter to you. And once again, it is about what fears are blocking you and finding out how to release them. So I'm going to share this later on, but I do this also, if you do not know, I do also one-on-one coaching, helping others heal the internal baggage, the internal beliefs that is blocking them from them really receiving everything that is meant for them to have. The reason why I share this is because this is the very thing that God told me on my journey of unveiling what was not me, unveiling the truths and the fears, and what God spoke to me as far as what would happen in my life, as I've mentioned before, has already happened, is happening, or is either on the way. But the main thing that God really spoke to me in my life was that God really had to get after me. And what I mean by get after me, I mean, I chose the path that God had told me when I cried out to God, and God told me that all the baggage that you're carrying isn't who you are. And I'm getting ready to show you who you really are. Not only that, God had spoke some things into me and told me what was to come concerning my health, concerning my relationship, and concerning my wealth. And I recognize that on that journey that a lot of my resistance, and I would even say a lot of the extra time that I experienced, or the delayed time, or just the extra, the constant soul lessons that I really necessarily did not have to constantly repeat, but because of this belief that I carried within myself and the fears that was rooted in that, I was repeating the same karma. And so it's the cycle that had to be shifted. And in order to shift the cycle, to shift the vibration, to shift requires a detachment of a belief within you. It requires soul work. It requires application. It requires knowledge. And most importantly, it requires your decision. For you to decide and to be diligent about that decision. Yeah. And so, and really examining the fears within oneself to recognize what is pushing or resisting you from the truth. And our own fears can do that because we have, like I said, deeply embedded within us that really gun hold skill to survive. And I really had to learn that, especially the amazing journey about being experiencing pain in your life is, or experiencing any kind of a pain in your heart, or if your heart is in pain, if your heart is hurt, the amazing part of that is the opportunity that you can really break forth out of it. And it can be a tool to recognize what is underneath the pain, what caused the pain, what caused the hurt. This is why I'm able to help others heal their hearts, is because this is something that God has shown me in my life, within my life, on my path and on the journey, how I had to heal and what I was carrying and what was showing up in my life, what was showing up in my marriage, what was showing up in my finances, what was showing up in my health. Underneath it was the beliefs, but the beliefs was rooted in a lot of the fears. And fear is an energy. It's what you give power to. It's what you give power to. And so I went on this journey of applying and putting in the daily practices and the work. I want to tell you that it's possible. That's what I want to tell you. I want to tell you that it's possible. I want to tell you that your tears, and sometimes it might feel that you can't do it, but I want to tell you that you have everything within you, that you have all the support, all the resources, that is either on your way, that I might be the answer to your prayer to help guide you through it, that it is possible for you, that if it hasn't left you, it is meant for you to manifest it. If it has not left you, if you are sleeping with it, if you are waking with it, if it does not leave inside of you, that thing that God put inside you, what God told you, what God put in you, that thing is real, that thing is true, and it will not leave because you have the power to let that manifest and let it come forth. We are co-creators of God. We are co-creators of God. And so even when God spoke life into existence, it was already, he spoke it because it was already in the level, in the state of consciousness, right? And so it was already within. And so when God spoke it, it already was. When God spoke it, it already was. We have that same access. We have that same ability when we believe, but we have to invite, God into our lives. We have to invite that truth. And God lives within us. And it is really a matter of us accepting that truth accepting that truth and allowing that that intuitive flow to manifest and to be the very essence of that light and of who you are, as co-creators of God, as that divine connection, as understanding that I am abiding as one with God. And so we become that very expression of God. And so understanding that and really understanding all the stuff, the demons, demonic forces, really that stuff is rooted in fear, understanding those strongholds, understanding the fears or the ties that maybe your folks might have had, understanding that where the fear might come from. It can come from negative programming, right? The negative programming. And what I mean by programming is, you know, because, for example, like because my father was, for example, it's not a live example, but for example, my father was a drug addict, just using this as an example. And because my father was a drug addict and he wasn't at home and my mother worked constantly to avoid the pain or work constantly to provide for her children, maybe one of the children had picked up the program or the belief that because my father was never in the home and he was, you know, a drug addict, or my mother was rarely at home herself because she was always working, there could be because of that, I believe that I'm abandoned. Right. And so there's all these different negative and heavy programming that we have maybe experienced. A lot of our experiences is rooted in our childhood, and a lot of our A plus B equals C is the negative programming that I'm talking about today. And sometimes we've been running as adults, we've been running and 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 running. And what I mean running is this living out of that false truth, believing that because A plus B equals C, because my father was a drug addict, because my mother was not there, I am abandoned. And what I'm here to share with you, that I had experienced the same similar negative programming. And this is the level of awakening that God took me on to say that this isn't who you are. Just because you felt you were broken, just because you felt you had low self-esteem, just because you felt you weren't enough, just because you felt you weren't attractive, just because you felt you weren't smart enough, just because you felt you didn't matter in the world, just because you felt like you were the person that always kind of saw things differently, you felt like not included, or you felt not accepted, or because you experienced a fear of rejection, or because you experienced the fears from your family line, you know, because of that, that I thought, okay, I was showing up as these different layers. And what God showed me was that's not who you are. None of it is who you are. And I'm getting ready to show you who you really are. And not only am I getting ready to show you who you really are, but there are some things in your life that I'm telling you of what is going to happen. But I recognize that on a journey that I couldn't just sit back and not do anything. And what I mean by that is there had to be a level of shifting of alignment, meaning that I was aligned with all of that other stuff, and I had to sit with myself, get a coach. I felt led to get a coach. I did the work. I sought counsel. I continue to do the work. I dug deep. I did the research. Does the fear subside? Absolutely not. Do I know how to release it? Do I know? Do I understand it? Has it subsided? Absolutely yes. Will it become water as time progresses and as I continue to expand? Yes, it will, because I believe it to be so. And so I did. What I'm saying is there was a shifting of alignment that I had to make in order to be in alignment with what was already spoken. Right? For example, when I was told that my health would increase, and my health would be better, there was a part of me that recognized that on the journey, I was revealed that I was coddling myself as a kid eating emotionally as I became older, not so much as a young kid, but as I became kind of like late teen, that I caught up myself with food. And I caught up myself with food to numb, right? And so on the journey, on the journey of the dark night of the soul that I had and that awakening that I had with God, in my mother's car, that was, God had showed me that I was resorting to potato chips, resorting to binge eating, resorting to constantly eating because of the fact that I was numbing and I didn't even know it at the time. I was dysfunctionally functioning. Okay. Are you following me? So these are the negative programming that I had. So I always sort of like just kind of ignored, well, I'll just be cute and chubby, but I was never comfortable with that. I can remember even I shared with you about, you know, the heart condition that I had, very quick. I had, you know, open heart surgery. It was a quick overnight thing. Long story. It's in one of the podcasts that I've shared extensively about it. I actually don't remember which episode it was, but in short, I had this surgery and it was a direct reflection of just poor eating that my body could not break the junk down. Okay. So what I'm saying is all of the effects from the negative programming of because I feel ignored, because I feel abandoned, because I feel that it don't matter. And I didn't know, I thought these are the things that I had to carry and walk around with. And I felt that I didn't have a true outlet as a child. The things that I resorted to was food. And so, not only food, but as I became older, it was junk food, right? And so these were things that my body could not break down and I had the open heart surgery. And I'm here 22, 23 years later. I'm here, I'm live, I'm whole and I'm well, you know, and here it is like, yeah. And here it is, you know, like they were telling me things that I knew was not true. It was a fear of telling me about my health. And I really, that's when it was one of my wake up calls that I recognized, one, to study about my health, to study about my family genes, to find out how to shift and heal and change my life. These are the things. I've been on that journey for a long time, but I recognize that on the journey of when I went in the dark night of the soul 6 years ago, 7 years ago, that was 7 years ago now. I recognize that, what was keeping me, in that state of, mediocrity or that state of ignoring what I really wanted. I never wanted to be that heavy, but I just equated, well, I'm cute. You know, well, I'm cute. But there was something in me that I wasn't being truthful about. And I knew that I always was on the diet, always was on the diet, always was on the diet, always. Sometimes, like that was always on my mind to lose weight. And I didn't even equate the fact that what I was carrying internally, the things and the baggage that God had shown me on the journey, the baggage that I was carrying was a direct reflection of my health. And so when I recognized those coddling, those symptoms, I recognized those belief patterns that I had, I began becoming into alignment. Do you understand what I'm saying about actually taking action? And so it is a matter of being in alignment. And so when God said your health is going to increase, your relationship is going to be restored, your wealth is going to be grand, there is a level of beliefs that I had to become an agreement with that. And so an alignment that had to be to follow, to be in alignment with that truth. It's everything is energy, right? Even when they talk about we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, a lot of things that we're wrestling with the things that we cannot see, and everything is on a spiritual, energetic than anything. Everything is in vibration. Everything is energy in motion. Everything. If you had, I'm looking at my mother's granite table. And if I had like, you know, the most amazing magnifying glass to look deep into this beautiful granite table that she recently got, I would be able to see the atoms moving. Well, everything is energy in motion, and a lot of our negative or heaviness that we are carrying is more on a spiritual level, or what I remember hearing growing up in church, strongholds, right? Or, you know, ties that we are tied to on a spiritual, energetic level. And there's many ways to break those ties, to break those strongholds. Other fears that can be in the way of you, of us blocking that alignment, and that is family beliefs. Woo! Like, you know, sometimes we are like tied to the tribe. Tied to the tribe. Like if you have like a bunch of sisters who are mad at men, come on, let's be honest. Not saying that all sisters are mad at men, but I'm just using that example. Or if you have men, a group of men who are just angry at women, you know, due to their own childhood wounds, or these are the different different perspectives. Or if you have a family that don't care about health and they just eating whatever, right? And it's like that, those habits, those beliefs, those agreements gets tied into our system, into our spirits, into our hearts, into our minds, and into our souls. And a lot of our overly consumption with food is really due to a lot of our numbing from what we feel that we cannot handle. Numbing because it coddles us in some way. And simply, you know, we're picking up habits from just what we saw. And sometimes it's a connection of feeling accepted. I can remember having a huge fear, and I still am mindful of this fear as well. I still do the soul work on this. I remember having this huge fear of being rejected, this huge fear of being rejected. So I had every possible wall that you can think of to protect me. And God has shown me so many times, the Spirit has shown me so many times about releasing that and understanding sometimes when that fear comes up, it's a huge protection, especially because I experienced pain and on the journey, experienced a lot, you know, deep hurt from my past. And the hurt was so heavy that it caused me to keep up my wall of fear. And God was showing me that the hurt and the pain that I had experienced was really a reflection of what I was holding inside. Ooh, can we stop there? It was a reflection of what I was holding inside. And sometimes when we are not aware of this truth, when we are not aware of this knowledge, and when we are so focused like a tiger or a lion in the jungle, we're so focused on surviving, we can't even really hear the truth. Like if you're so focused on that never happening again, that focus sometimes can be rooted in fear and you don't even know it. Because that's how you grew up. That's how you learned how to survive. That's how you think you have to show up in the world. I mean, come on, think about it. Look at our news. Look at social media. Look at what's been taught in school. Numb yourself. Look at what the subliminal messages are. If you turn on the news, are you going to hear anything good? Think about it. Look at that fear. You know why? Because fear works. The reason why fear works in the aspect of control, with the illusion of control, is it keeps you captive. And if I'm as long as I can be captive and distracted in that fear, as long as I can stay distracted, and really, it is a matter of understanding and all that, get an understanding. And when, if you're so captive and so engulfed in the fear and the societal view, so captive of those beliefs, and you're in that windmill, do you think that your channel, your connection, and you're going to be able to hear God? You're going to be able to hear the Spirit of God? You're going to be able to hear the Holy Spirit? Or you think you're going to be able to hear your intuitive voice? You think you're going to be able to hear any of that? No. No. And so this is why sometimes, emphasis on sometimes, why I believe that prayers are delayed. Now, there are different answers and different reasons as to why, but this is one of the reasons why I believe a lot of our prayers are not answered. It's already answered. Correction. Prayers are always answered. Sometimes the delay of not seeing that answer sometimes is rooted in all of the stuff that's in the way, what we're focusing on, what we give power to, what our beliefs are expanding, how it is creating our reality. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about because I lived it. And now that when I experience those fears, when I experience it, I know what to do to release them. I know what to do to release them. And I'm very, very diligent about that. So it's very, very important that you stand in your truth. Okay, so negative programming, family beliefs, societal views about identity of who I should be as a woman, and also my perspective that has been distorted about how men should be, like I mentioned earlier. So I'm going to continue to read my newsletter. That was the sticky stuff that I chose to unstick myself from. And you can too. So I talked about in the newsletter how my belief patterns and fears and attachments was how I thought I had to show up in the world. But there was always something I wrestled with in my heart. I felt numb, like there must be a better way of showing up in life. And as you know, I became so unsettled and very unhappy as the years went by. Have you ever knew your authentic self but felt smothered or felt like you were in this mask or in this like costume that you had to walk around protecting yourself from? Can you imagine living like that? That was me for so long. So long. And it was like, that's why one of the reasons why I had the open heart surgery, because it was a direct reflection of fear and trauma. And I resorted to food to coddle me. That's just the truth that I didn't know at the time, but that's what had happened. I felt had so much fear in my body. When I say so much fear in my body, looking back, so much fear that I ran away from, tried to run away from. And I thought it was people, but God was showing me that it was the internal baggage that you have within yourself. And so marriage, when I entered into marriage, here's the thing, what I know for sure is that when I entered into physical union in marriage, all of that stuff that I mentioned to you before, the different fears, they came up to the surface to be released. That's what some people miss when it comes to the baggage that we carry on the inside of us. That stuff shows up in our relationship. It shows up in marriage. And fear has an amazing ability to protect ourselves from it. And oftentimes protecting yourself is rooted in fear. And oftentimes we run from it. We run from from who we think is really the person, but in actuality, it is just our own fears and our own stuff that's coming up. And we see the reflection in our other self. We see the reflection in our counterpart. We see the reflection of that. And because we see the reflection of that so much, this is what I've been shown. Because we see the reflection of that, we don't know or think that it's our stuff. We don't know or think that it is our beliefs, it is our fears that's showing up as a reflection of that. We think then this is the case for some. I would encourage you to listen to your intuition. I would encourage you to ask God if this message is for you. Okay. But I believe that whoever needs to hear it is going to hear it. So I'm just going to continue to speak what God has revealed to me and to share my truth. And this is how we think it is the other person. And so we run, and so we jump into another relationship and we jump over here, or we get to this addiction, or we go over here, or we numb. But in actuality, we're running from ourselves. We're running from the things inside of ourselves. I know this to be true because this was my story. And I want to share that with you. I want to share the truth with you. I want to share that message with you that that's what it is. We have been taught so much that is not the truth of who we are. That is rooted in a lot of our fears and deep-seated beliefs. And this is the message that God has not allowed me to release, in a sense of saying, I need you to share this because this is in you for you to share. And so as I became, so it's about standing in your truth, right? Standing in your truth, standing in your authentic self for you, even if nobody believes you. Even if people don't agree with you, they don't like it, they would rather you be less loud, they would rather you not, it's about standing in your truth. And that's one of the things that I had to learn on this journey, that I had to stand in my truth. I had to break away the shackles and I had to stand in my truth no matter what. And my own fears was which was what blocked me for so many years on this journey. I wholeheartedly believe that I would have not been on the same cycle over and over again had I not listened to the fears of rejection. I do believe that me deciding, making the choice to be solid on my decision to stand in my truth, to stand in what God told me about me, to stand in that required me to stand alone. And I had to do it no matter what. There are times when I tried to dilute it and I was dying. There was times when I would try to dilute it and I would feel claustrophobic in my throat area. Like I didn't feel right. And I knew that that was God. I had to stand in that truth no matter what. And when I say no matter what, it was a no matter what. And the fears were big, y'all. Oh my God. The fears rose up. I've had many reasons to say, don't say anything at all. You know, I'm just not going to say anything at all. You have to stand in your truth no matter what. And that is what I have learned. No matter what. Because really it is about you. When I asked, the very day that I asked God, God, show me me. I said, God, show me me. And so when God showed me me and God told me something, you know, in my spirit of what was going to happen, the voice of God, when God told me what God told me, I had to stand in that truth no matter what. Standing in that truth no matter what. I remember my dad used to say, and my brother has mentioned it too, but I probably am messing up this whole saying, but I hope I don't. My dad said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And really for me, that even speaks more how that speaks to me. If you don't stand in your truth, in God's truth for you, that thing in you that don't leave, that thing that resonates in your spirit, that thing that keeps speaking like, no, that's it. I don't care what you see. That thing that's in here. If you don't stand in that, and that's really in standing God, you'll fall for any and everything that's pulling at you. And guess who's going to, in essence, die? You. And I had to love me enough to stand in my truth. And even if I had to stand alone. Because ultimately, everything starts with you. And so I couldn't stand in someone else's alignment or someone else's opinion or someone else's truth. I have to stand in the truth that God told me. And oh my God, I've tried to run because that fear of rejection that I experienced kept rising up in me. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just be quiet. No,
I had to stop lying to me, lying to the truth of me. And lying to the truth of me was really, in essence, me lying to God. I couldn't do it. I could no longer do it for me. Not for anybody else, but I couldn't do it for me. I had to stop lying to me. I had to stop allowing my fears to cover up the truth. I had to stop. Because see, it's one thing to have your fears to protect you of what appears to be dangerous, right? Then also there's another where fear will also block you of your greatness, where fear also, the you protecting yourself can block you of you standing in the truth of who you are, your authentic self, your authentic expression, what God told you, a vision that God placed inside of you. Some of that other stuff, that those fears, those strongholds, those energetic cords, those beliefs, that power, what we're tied to, what we're aligned with underneath all of the layers, underneath the smile, underneath the perfect pictures, underneath what we see in moments of time. God sees the heart. Truth is truth. Whether if you try to put a blanket over it, or try to be fit with the rest of the crowd, or try to do what somebody else is doing, or do what you think is popular, or doing what you think you'll do to keep the peace, or doing what you think it's as far as like, I'll be accepted if I just dumb down. No, when I tell you, the old Cammy has done that for years and years, years upon years. When I had received a certain amount of people, a set of friends that I desired for so long, because I felt like an outcast and there was an empty part of me that was looking to be accepted from people so badly. And and I was dying on the inside. All of that began coming up. All those layers, all those identity, all that stuff began coming up. All that stuff began coming up. That's not who you are. And this isn't who you are. And this, and you know what? And the more the other stuff just start coming up, it's like, that's why it's important to stand in your truth. That's why it's, and when I say standing in your truth, you know what I'm talking about. What's been placed inside of you. What God put inside of you. I ain't talking about the truth of your fear. See, there's a difference. Sometimes we think, oh, that I'm speaking my truth in a sense, and it's coming from a defense mechanism, or it's coming from fear, or it's coming from afraid of being hurt, or it's coming from, it's rooted in fear, or it's rooted in somebody else's truth. That ain't yours. What are you ignoring? What is the light that's within you? What has been deposited within you? What is the vision within you? Oh, I'm telling you, I had my own adversity within myself. I've had outside adversity, but in reality, the real thing is the outside adversity. If I felt threatened at all by any outside adversity, it really was only ringing the inside adversity that I had with going on within myself. It really was only ringing the fears that I had going on within myself. That car, well, forget it. I'll just, no. No. And who goes to sleep with that truth? You do. Well, I don't like the way you dress. Oh, okay. Well, I don't believe it. I don't believe what you said. Oh, okay. Well, I don't agree with it. Oh, okay. No more. I couldn't hide from me anymore. No matter what. No matter what. And that's why when I said, God, show me, this was the path and the journey that I went on. And it's worth it. Your biggest adversity, really, once again, it ain't the outside, the people that love you the most. It's not the people that you love the most. They just only... He or she or they, the people in your lives, they just only ring the stuff, the fears that you have within yourself. And the opportunity of that, especially in marriage, because it's, in my opinion, it's the most intimate part, because you see all of you. It reveals all of the fears, a along with the love, but it also reveals all of these beliefs that's not who you really are. And the point of union, as I've been shown, is that it just reveals who God is. The love and light of who God is within you. And being able to see that, to release and release who you are not. And sometimes that friction or that mirror that reflects back to us, it sometimes gets tricky, right? Because we're wired to be protective. We're wired to live in fear. We're wired to survive, especially if that has been your environment growing up. That was my environment growing up. When I went to school, defensive. I lived in an environment where walking out of the world, I had to keep my fist up, you know? And so being able to really doing that soul work and that soul care, I do that within myself on a daily basis. And it's about that's what I'm saying, that self-love. That's what that is, loving yourself through it. Loving yourself through it. Journaling, going for walks, prayer, whatever you feel intuitively that can keep you, allow you to stay in the alignment of truth. And if you veer off to the left, it's totally fine. Just allow that stuff to pass. Guide yourself right back to that place of truth. And so, I dive further into this, y'all, but I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you guys for listening to me. Oh, that was really good. I'm glad that I decided to press record in spite of the different little distractions in the beginning. But I hope that you got a good message out of this. And also, I do one-on-one coaching, like I mentioned before. You can write me to set up a free 30-minute call to see if my 12-month program is a good fit for you. So I'll go ahead and leave that information in the description of how you can contact me for that. Once again, it's a free 30-minute call, really to identify what your blocks are. So it's not really a sales call. It's really me getting on the phone and sorry, y'all. My alarm went off. I apologize. But it's not a sales call. It is a 30-minute actual dialogue and healing session that you will have with me to help you identify your blocks. And after that, if I feel that you fit that program, because not everybody who wants healing actually wants healing. Does that make sense? Not everybody is ready is what I'm saying. And not everybody is your client, but I know the people that are ready, and that I align with, their lives, definitely change for the better, in all areas of their life, the same way that God, has deposited within my personal life. And the things that it has revealed within my life. So it's the 30-minute call is really about helping you to identify what your blocks are. And, if the 12-month program, you are interested in, that I feel is a good fit for you, because I'm not about the money. I am about transformation. Money is just the energy. It's just the energy exchange. I am about transformation. Now there is an energy exchange with money, of course. However, I am not about selling you something. It is about an exchange, a transformational exchange. And I have the confidence and ability to help change your life. That's what I do. So if that sounds, interesting to you at all, I will leave the link to the, to set up an appointment with me for that 30-minute call. Listen. I'm happy to have shared this message with you guys. I will be back with more. You guys write me, let me know your thoughts, your comments, or questions. And if you like this episode, go ahead and click. I'm acting like I'm on YouTube. I was about to say click, like, and subscribe. If you like this message, please share. And also rate us, because rating us will, I believe it said, somehow help us to get more listeners or something like that. But this message is good. That's all I have, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I will see you guys another time.